Child complaining about slow Wi-Fi braces for dad's rant about playing Game Boy by orange glow of rapidly passing streetlights. Chandler, Arizona. According to sources, local 13-year-old Braidlin Zanderkrunk made the horrible mistake of complaining about the slow Wi-Fi speed in his house right in front of his dad. Witnesses heard him say, "Ugh, this game is taking forever to download." As soon as the words escaped my mouth, I saw my dad out of the corner of my eye, and I knew I had made a terrible mistake, said the exasperated Braidlin. His dad casually walked over, sat down next to his son, and took a deep breath. "You know, son, back when I was a kid, we didn't have nice iPads with backlit screens with millions of free games to download. I didn't have Wi-Fi. I had something called a Game Boy. Do you know how we got our games? We had to go to this place called a store and pay 8 weeks of allowance for a cartridge that only played one game. Man, you kids got it easy. The screen was black and white, and it had no light, so you had to play while holding a flashlight in your teeth or by holding up the screen to passing streetlights while you sat in the way back of an Oldsmobile station wagon. Do you even know what the way back of a station wagon was like back then? The seats were backward. You faced backwards, son. You had to stare down the headlight of the car right behind you while looking at a dark screen. And don't even get me started on the batteries. We didn't have lithium ion back then. You had to go to the store again and get 4 AA batteries, which gave you about 8 hours of battery life, even though the Game Boy package said they would give you 20, which was a total lie. And when your batteries ran out, do you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to wait for your mom to go to the store and get more batteries so you could play your game again. And half the time, she'd forget. So you'd have to take batteries out of your Walkman in order to play your Game Boy. Do you even know what a Walkman is? It's how we had to listen to music back then. They used things called tapes. It was crazy. We couldn't just go on Spotify and listen to whatever we wanted to. Sometimes you kids just don't know how good you have it. You know, in our games, you couldn't just save it and walk away whenever you wanted. You had to get good at them until you were really skilled. Not like today where you could just turn the thing off and it automatically saves your place. And if we got stuck in a game, guess what? No internet! We had to go to a store called Electronics Boutique and secretly look at a big walkthrough book without buying it and then sneak out. Yeah, things didn't come easy back then, I'll tell you what. And have you ever heard of Hamburger Helper? We had to eat that every single night. We didn't have all this fancy gluten-free hypoallergenic stuff you kids have to eat now. It really built character, I'll tell you what. You know, son? Son, where are you going? Father asks for cash value of Father's Day present. A father of two has told his children that instead of a novelty tie or beer mug, he would prefer the cash equivalent this Father's Day. Tom Logan has advised his two sons that while he appreciates their efforts in buying him a gift, they need to recognize that they are failing to meet expectations. He continued, "Take last year's humorous golf mug, for example. I don't play golf, and never have, so it's clearly inappropriate. Or the year before, when you presented me with the hand-painted money box to save pennies in. Daddy doesn't need a money box. Daddy has a bank account. I really appreciate you saving up your pocket money to get me something I'll enjoy, but the fact is that money is being wasted. This year, I'd rather just have the $10 to spend myself. I think we can agree that's the best practice." Wife Clara Logan said, "In future, we'll suspend their pocket money for June and I'll bank transfer that over to Tom. It's no more than reward he deserves for being such a great dad."